Students in fourth grade at Crystal River Elementary School wrote these This I Believe essays to share with the community. Please enjoy.
I believe in injury. Have you ever had an injury before? Well, if you have, then you will know the pain, but you will also know the lesson that you have learned from that mistake. Then you can watch out for that mistake in the future. I believe in injuries. Injury can happen in many different ways. They can be big, small, who knows. This is a time that I got an injury and I learned from my lesson. I flew down the block towards Emerson's house on my bike. I set down the bike in my driveway. He opened the door and his dog, Mango, came jumping up onto me. "Hey, Sam," said Emerson, his face shining with excitement. "Guess what I got?" "What?" I said curiously. A million ideas flashed across my mind. Did you get a drone? A new toy car? "I got a knife," he said, taking it out. It glinted in the sunlight as though the sun was being sucked right into the Swiss Army knife. "Mom, can Sam and I go down to our fort to sharpen sticks?" asked Emerson, one hand already inching towards the doorknob. "Of course," said Wendy as she came out to see me and take Mango off me. "But remember the rules." But what the rules were, I never found out, because Emerson interrupted quickly. "I know, we'll be back soon. Bye." When we got to our fort, Emerson was telling me about how we could use the sharpened sticks for our fort, but I was not listening. I was busy thinking about everything that could happen if I cut myself. "Sam," said Emerson. I snapped out of my daydream. "Would you like to try?" Half of my mind was saying, "Don't you dare take that knife." The other half was saying, "Take the knife, for heaven's sake." I listened to the second half and took the knife from Emerson with shaking fingers. I picked up a stick and started to sharpen. It wasn't as bad as I thought until it happened. The stick had a bump in it. I tried to push through the bump. It wouldn't budge. To get more power, I put my hand in the worst spot you can possibly put your fingers. I put my fingers right above the blade. Good news, it went straight through. Bad news, I had sliced my finger to the bone. Shock kept me from crying, but at the same time, I felt the pain throbbing at my finger. For a minute, or an hour, or a day, or a month, I stood there, paralyzed with shock. "Sam, what happened?" asked Emerson, sounding scared. "Keep cool," I told myself. "Don't panic. It's just a little cut." "Emerson," I said, "can I have a Band-Aid?" Emerson looked as though Christmas had been canceled. "Don't tell me you'll get stitches," said Emerson faintly. I believe in injury because it is a mistake that I made. In the future, I can look back and remember the consequences of my mistake. I'm not saying that everybody has sliced up their finger. I'm saying that everyone makes mistakes. Those mistakes have consequences, which are really opportunities to learn. We have all lost our homework, and we have all benefited from that mistake, and we know to bring it next time. Another example is we have all spilled something and benefited from that mistake, and we will be more careful next time. I know everybody can learn from their mistakes and improve. The opportunities might come later, but it will come eventually. And when that time comes, I hope that you will be you and I will be prepared for that day. This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.